Yes, live from my bed. It's depression. I've been going through it, bitch. I have been going through it. And I still gotta do that thing for Nickelodeon. Depression is a bitch. You know, in the first episode, you know, saying what I want my future to be like and what I want to do, I was not. I was not factoring in the fact that I deal with severe bouts of depression. And I'm laughing through it because, you know, sometimes you gotta laugh to keep from shooting yourself in the fucking head. I was not considering that. Like, I still go through this thing of acceptance, this thing that it's gonna be a part of my life for the rest of my life, but it may be a part of my life, but it doesn't have to overwhelm me in my life. And it's been overwhelming for the last few weeks. It was like 1 week was horrible, and then it subsided, and then the next week, that weekend, it came full force, and it's been here since. And I feel like I have a moment of clarity, so I'm trying to do all the things that help me out in this moment of clarity to try to combat how overwhelming it's been. And, you know, during that break, it was pretty chill. Well, not during the break, but when it came back again, like after a week of, you know, my brain chilling, there was an irritability factor that came along with it. And that irritability factor is like the fuel that burns all the bridges within my relationships. So I've been staying the fuck away from, like, the people who really know me, my true friends, the people I really care about. I'm not talking to you. I love you, but I'm not talking to you right now. Because I'm motherfucking irritated. Because I'm motherfucking sad, okay? And you don't need to know that. You don't need to experience that. You have your own life. You're doing well. You don't need this negative cloud that is DeAndre coming to your face, you know? So I'm just staying the fuck away. You know, I can fake the funk with people who don't really know me. But for people who really know me, I can't and I don't want to, so I say nothing. A friend just asked me the other day, like, oh, how are you doing, friend? Bitch, you will never know. You not finna know. I'm not finna directly tell you, okay? You can listen to my podcast, which I know nobody listens to, so that's why I feel comfortable talking on this bitch. And I still have to do that thing for Nickelodeon. If you don't get the reference, if you don't get the joke. Wendy Williams, which everybody should know, and if you don't know, then I don't know what to tell you. You know, she has this show where it's all about pop culture, and she's a little messy, and she's fun, and she's out loud, and she's outrageous and all that. But on her after shows, like, all the things that have been happening to her in the recent years, it's not shocking for somebody who's seen her after shows, because on her after shows, she's crying a lot of the time. Like, she'll be, like, shaking a pill bottle and crying, but, like, making a joke out of it, but seriously crying. I understand the making a joke out of your sadness, even though you're really sad. It's just to combat your sadness. So the things that she's gone through recently in the past few years is not shocking. And one of them, I think she blamed it on PMS, I'm not sure, but she was like breaking down. She was like, oh no, you have to get out of here. Oh no, it's starting. And I still have to do that thing for Nickelodeon. And then she slams her door. And it's like, it's so hilarious, but that's how I feel right now. Like, I am breaking down, but I still have to do that thing for Nickelodeon. I still have to move forward. Nickelodeon does not know who the fuck I am. But it's just a metaphor for still pushing through. My poor rabbit. My rabbit's been in its cage. Like, I can't. Many would be so disappointed in me if I squeeze that rabbit. I'm gonna keep my rabbit in its cage until the irritability has gone down, you know? Right now, I started feeling a moment of clarity. Yesterday, I was like, okay, I'm fully forming. I'm coming back to myself. And today, it's like, okay. Like, part of it is just relaxing, not doing anything, not putting pressure on yourself to do anything, and knowing that that's okay. Because, you know, I cannot lose all of the mental things that I've built up to, you know, not go backwards. I can't lose those things. And, like, applying pressure and trying to do simple things like going outside or even going to the mailbox. If that seems overwhelming, then it's okay to not do. So, it may seem confusing. Before I got to this point to where I'm not talking to anybody, I did try to reach out to people, but I'm pretty sure I reached out to the wrong people. And one annoying thing that people ask is why? Why? Bitch, if I knew why, my black ass wouldn't be in this depressed state. Like, Hitler was right about the ovens, but we just put the wrong people in them. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jewish people don't deserve that. Black people don't deserve that. Gay people don't deserve that. Asian people don't deserve that. No certain group based on their ethnicity, religion, sexuality, gender deserves to be put in the oven. Yet, however, stupid people, they can burn. You know? Why are you depressed? Go to the oven, bitch. Go to the motherfucking oven. Why can you say the word nigga, but I burn? Burn. I just don't understand Black Lives Matter. Well, understand that your ass is going in this oven, bitch. Understand that. Stupid people can burn all day. We were right about the oven. We just put the wrong people in. I don't care. I don't care how you feel about that statement. Just know that that statement is valid to me and my serious bout of depression right now. Another thing that's been happening that is not helpful at all is that Black people are dying. We're always dying just for the color of our skin. You wake up, you shot, you comply, you get shot. You run away, you get shot. You put your hands up in the air, you get shot. Like, it's been... It's like since, was it 2012 or 2013 when Trayvon Martin passed away? It wasn't even by the hands of a cop, but it's like it's been getting progressively worse. Police violence has been getting, well, not gun violence has been getting progressively worse. And I'm not sure if I want to say like police brutality has been getting progressively worse or our awareness of it has just become better, because I feel like within certain communities, not just Black communities, but depending on socioeconomic status, those communities have known for decades how dirty cops can be and how much excessive and brutal force they use just off the bat anyway, because, you know, they don't have money. They don't have the resources to highlight this and, you know, change policy. They don't. So we've known for many years, but now that the introduction of smartphones and cameras, the whole world knows and the whole world sees it. But it's still happening. So I don't know if it's gotten worse, police brutality, or is it just a certain awareness? But the fact that we're more aware now than ever before, and the fact that it's still not changing and it's still happening, is quite alarming. And I'm like, what's the point of showing us these modern day lynchings if not to incite emotions within us to want to go out and protest and riot and burn and break down shit, which I say is understandable. Like, I don't care. Anybody who complains about people protesting or rioting or blocking the streets instead of the issues that make them want to do that, if you go to the effect and not the cause first, bitch, take your ass to that fucking oven. Like, you can just burn. There's no common ground. There's no meeting in the middle. Off to the gas chambers you go. Is this insensitive? Maybe so. I don't care. It's like, my words, again, the actions that people are actually taking should upset you more than my words. You understand what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? You feel me? You feel me? So, yeah. So, live from my bedroom. Depression. That's all I wanted to say. This ain't gonna be nothing about nothing this episode. What any episode is. So I've been thinking, you know, there was a great post on Instagram where it was like, we tend to make excuses guilty of why we can't do the things that we want to do. And we say, it's not going to be good enough. I'm not going to have enough content. The content is going to be like, we blame it on everything, but like actually doing the damn thing. Like, even if it's not good enough, still do it. I kind of already feel that way. But yeah, that's been like the depression and just not feeling like what I'm putting out is good enough. But then if you feel like it's not good enough, then what are you going to do to make it good? Nothing. I'm just going to feel like it's not good enough. And that's good enough for me. That's like, that's satisfying enough for me. But I wanted to do something that I've seen done on other podcasts. And this is just, let's just call this the Rando Podcast.
Let's take a quiz. Let's take a sex quiz. Let's take a sex quiz on BuzzFeed. There are only 6 kinds of sexual energies. Which do you give off? It's gotta be 1 of 6. Let's see. First, where is the raunchiest place you've ever done it? A bar bathroom, a clearing in the woods, a hot tub, a mattress without a bed frame. Is that raunchy? Is that just ghetto? Like, that's just hood type shit. Or, you know, Japanese inspired. A mattress without a bed frame. IDK, just a regular bed. LOL. Either I haven't done it or I just can't think of anywhere weird I've done it. So the raunchiest place I've ever done it is a clearing in the woods. I've done it a few times. Pick a celeb whose sexual energy you admire. So we have Lizzo, we have Harry Styles, we have Regée Jean Page, we have Halsey, we have Megan Fox, and we have Pete Davidson. Now, I'm going to say Lizzo because I don't see anybody who flaunts their sexuality more than her, and I like the way she does it. I know people say it too much, and when she did that little thong thing at a basketball game, I was like, that's too much. But still, again, yeah, she still does it. She embraces her body and she loves her body. And everybody needs that, no matter what your size, you know. So I'm going to choose Lizzo. That's my sexual energy. All day. Choose an aphrodisiac. Oysters, bitch. Those can burn in the oven, too. Chocolate. Strawberries. Asparagus. Artichokes or chili peppers. Chocolate. Pick a cool R&B for a romantic getaway. Okay, I'm going to describe the pictures. One looks like a cabin in the woods that you would get murdered in. Like a triangular shaped cabin with large panel windows in the front entrance, so it makes it easier for the killer to see your movements. Okay, the second one looks like a cocaine type house in Miami. Yep. The third one looks like, again, a cabin in the woods, but the cabin is like a treehouse cabin in the woods. So, you know, they can just push you off and your ass can fall and die. Okay, the fourth one looks like, it is a trailer, one of those silver hot tin trailers, and the sun's peeking out, and it looks like it's in Death Valley. So that's one of those ovens where, you know, we can go burn in. The fifth one looks like a studio, or not a studio, but it looks like a, what are those things called? Like a loft type apartment. And then the last one is like a small wooden trailer in the Rocky Mountains in the Appalachians. So I'm going to go with the loft because that one seems more safe. And which cartoon character at least somewhat awakened you sexually? This is so dumb. Danny Phantom from Danny Phantom. Yes, a ghost. I was raped by a ghost. No. Lola Bunny from Space Jam. Kovu from Lion King 2. Seducer from The Powerpuff Girls. Li Shang from Mulan. Or Velma from Scooby-Doo. Actually, I don't know which one to choose. I want to choose either Kovu from Lion King 2 because that's like Scar. And I would choose Scar. Or Seducer from The Powerpuff Girls because that's like him. And if him was on here, like the villain him from Powerpuff Girls, I would choose them. But I wouldn't choose any of these other motherfuckers. In fact, they can go in the oven too. So I'm going to choose Kovu from Lion King 2. And choose a sexy song to do it to. Kiss It Bitter by Rihanna. Partition by Beyonce. Earned It by The Weeknd. Do I Want to Know by Arctic Monkeys. Dress by Taylor Swift. Bitch! To me, there's nothing sexy or sexual about Taylor Swift. I'm sure she's a pretty girl, but I don't sexually attract, like. No, I'm going to choose Partition. Oh, and Rooms by Lord. I'm going to choose Partition. And pick an underrated sexy celeb. They would have Donald Glover on here. So Donald Glover, Gemma Chan, Kristen Stewart, Issa Rae, Teron Egerton, Ezra Miller. I believe all the reports on Ezra Miller because he just looks like an asshole. You know, so I'm stuck between the ones I know the best are Issa Rae and Donald Glover, and I'm stuck between the two, but I'm going to say since I've been following Issa Rae since the very beginning of her YouTube career, I'm going to say Issa Rae. And pick out a nice sexy surprise for your partner. Handcuffs, a vibrator, chocolate sauce, a little whip, a blindfold, and a third. Okay, third is not that exciting to me because I'm very fucking selfish. A blindfold, I would not want to be blindfolded. I need to see. A whip, I will whip you back and throw you in that motherfucking oven. Chocolate sauce, maybe, but it's like a shower before sex. Now I gotta shower after sex. Handcuffs, I don't know. Mm-mm, I ain't trusting that much. I ain't trusting nobody that much. You know what I mean? To have them physically restrain me. So I wouldn't do that to anybody. So I would choose vibrator. And lastly, do you think your lovers describe your... And lastly, how do you think your lovers describe your intimate time together? Primal, stirring and evocative, playful yet intense, deeply formative? We just Google. We just Google and touch ourselves the whole time throughout. Deeply formative, not quite on the same rhythm, but okay. I feel like a lot of white guys fall into that category, or raw. Okay, so I'm stuck between primal, playful, yet intense, or raw. I'm going with raw. Okay, and then it says, I'm not sure how to say this, but you have the exact same sexual energy as the moon. Tender, yet all-knowing, and powerful. My head hurts, and I hate BuzzFeed. And in fact, BuzzFeed can go into the motherfucking oven. I have, okay, it says, let's go over it again. It says, I'm not sure how to say this, but you have the exact same sexual energy. Who has the moon ever fucked in its life? Like, does it have a vagina? Does it have a penis? Like, is it intersex? Like, have scientists, have astrologists, have what's the word, astronauts, have they checked the hormones of the moon? And like, is it more estrogen, is it testosterone? Do we know when the moon is horny? Does a half moon mean it's only kind of horny? Does a full moon mean, like, how do we know the sexual energy of the moon? Who has had sex with the moon to know the sexual energy? What does that mean to me in my life? I don't understand. And this is live from my bed, and I'm under a galaxy cover, and it says I have the sexual energy of the moon. So it's accurate. It's accurate. I just don't know what the fuck that means. Let's do another one. Let's do a friendship quiz. Let's see what kind of friend I am, since I'm avoiding... I was watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and the Winter Soldier was having a therapy session, and he was being nonchalant and just lying to his therapist, which I think we all can identify with, about, like, you know, his feelings and his attitudes. And she checked his phone, and she was like, you haven't talked to anybody besides me in a week. Like, you need to nurture your friendships. And I was like, if I could reach through the TV and slap this bitch, like, how dare you call me out? Friendship quiz, since I'm not being a good friend right now. Which of the six friendship types are your friends? Okay, I'm starting to see a pattern here. The last one was like six different types of sexual energies. Now it's, which of the six friendship types are your friends quiz? And these were both released in February of this year, I believe. So I don't know what this means. Okay. Here's how this quiz works. I didn't read this last time, but I'll fuck it. The following questions can apply to either one person or a whole friend group. Whichever you choose, just keep the same person people in mind throughout the whole quiz for the best results. If you want to make sure this is truly accurate, because this is scientifically, you know, when they break down the data, it's going to help society in a major way. If this is truly accurate, pass this test along to your friends to compare your answers. Oh, okay, well, currently I have none. Okay, let's get started. how many people are in your friend group, including yourself? I would say just me. But, like, I always do one-offs. Like, it's never, it's rarely a group of us. But I can count on, I would say, 5 to 7 people that I consider close friends. But then I don't, this is going to get depressing. I'm just going to say just me and my BFF, which is just me and me. How often do you talk?
This isn't a good, I talk to myself every day.
Do you and your BFF have the same, have a name for your friend group? No, it's just me and myself. Where do you usually hang out? I usually hang out by myself at home. Which of these words most closely fits the vibe of your friend group?
Funny.
I'm not gonna read all of it because it's just, I'm just, this is bad, but I'm gonna go with it. One of your friends just recently had a bad breakup. What do you do?
What do I do if I have a bad breakup? Show up at their home with ice cream.
Off the top of your head, do you know all of their birthdays?
Yes, 100% I know my birthday.
Which of the following sounds most like something you do together?
I would have a sleepover with myself.
How deep do your conversations get?
I know everything about myself.
And how many pictures do you and your friends have together?
A lot. I take a lot of selfies, but I don't post them.
Have you ever fought?
Have I ever fought myself? I fight every day is a constant battle.
Every day is a constant battle. So,
all the time.
And finally, how are your friends saved in your phone contacts?
I don't have their number saved. I don't have my number saved.
Okay, the friends who are basically siblings. I'm basically my sibling. You and your besties are so close you consider them family. You know each other better than anyone else and are always together. I'm always with myself. They're just as comfortable at your house as they are their own. Their house and my house, it's the same house. And your parents pretty much consider them to be their own children. I have not seen, not, well, I've never seen my dad, but I have not seen my mom since October 2018, 2.5 years. You have your fair share of ups and downs over the years. You certainly have, but you love them to the moon. That fucking horny sexual moon and back no matter what. So I'm basically my sibling, which is true because I've not seen any of my siblings either for 2.5 years.
Yeah, I would say that's still pretty accurate.
Oh, it's so depressing. All that, that hit me. That hit me right in the motherfucking chest.
It is because I don't really trust any relationship. Really, I don't, it's not about them, it's about me. That's another thing with this, the depression thing coming back up and me realizing, like, you know, that irritability factor that was the fuel to burning bridges of, like, some good relationships. Yeah, that's why I haven't seen my family in 2.5 years. And for this to come back up, it's like, it's never gonna go away. And they're never gonna understand or understand that, they're never gonna understand how this mental illness really affects me. And how sometimes I can get beside myself, but some it's not that I want to, you know? And it has nothing to, like, I'm a Leo, and I deal with MDD and PTSD. Like, it's never about anybody. It's always about me. But at the same time, it's not always about me because everybody has their own lives, their own thoughts, their own emotions, their own feelings. So it's like, damn, I'm never going to win. And I'm never going to find anybody who truly understands what this feels like or knows how to handle me or handle the situation, you know? And I can't tell them not to react because how a person, if somebody cares about you, they're going to feel something when you're feeling a certain type of way. They're going to want to try to help and they're going to want to try to give advice, you know, and they're going to react if you are lashing out at them or if you are irritable and they don't understand why. So you can't, you know, make them be robots and I can't be a robot. So it's like, ugh, I'll just be by myself. I'll be my own best friend. I won't bother anybody with anything that I'm dealing with. Like, free yourselves from me. Because, bitch, I'm a train wreck. That's how it feels. Maybe when I get into therapy, this conversation will slowly start to change and I'll slowly start to think differently. But as of now, no. Like, I don't trust
any. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust any relationship. I don't trust myself with any relationship right now. And when I'm good, I'm good. But when I'm like this, it's like, ugh. And then the going back and the forth, and then the not being able to properly nurture relationships, whether it is like in friendship or dating or even business related, it's just like, how am I gonna do it? I know I'll figure it out. But it's like, ugh. In those bad moments, it's like, I ain't never gonna figure it out. Bitch, jump off the bridge. You get in the fucking oven, you know? But we'll get there. What's another quiz? Let's just Google BuzzFeed quizzes. And then this will be the end of this little episode. And this is quite helpful too. Like, I'm just shooting the shit. Not really caring what this is gonna sound like or what people are gonna think about it. It's not tailored, it's not structured, there's no goal. I'm just doing random shit. I'm copying off another podcast that does this at the end of their podcast. So, you know, let's just look up a funny one with no stakes in it. Let's let the last one be about food. It says, whip up a sandwich and we'll guess your generation with 98% accuracy. And this time I'll read everything. All right, so it says, pick a bread. Sourdough, pita bread, white bread, whole wheat bread. I'm gonna have to go with white. Pick some meat. Salami, ham, turkey, or I'm vegan. Definitely salami. What about some vegetables? I can only pick one. It says tomato, cucumber, carrot, bell pepper. Definitely tomato. More veggies. Avocado, onion, lettuce. I would say everybody in California is definitely going to pick avocado. Or here in Texas, they're probably going to pick avocado. I don't know who would pick onion, but they can go in the fucking oven. And I would choose lettuce. Some good old water. And then pick a cheese. It has cheddar. It has mozzarella, it has Swiss, and it has Jack. And then they have like the they looks like they have the canned cheddar for cheddar, which is dumb. The mozzarella, okay, I'm not gonna go with I'm gonna go with pepper jack. It just says Jack, but it looks like pepper jack. And then it says choose a sauce. I'm not putting ketchup on my sandwich. I'll put it on a burger, but not a fucking sandwich. It has hummus, nomus, it has Dijon mustard, and it has mayo. Again, only one. I'm going to choose mayo. And last but not least, let's pick a drink. Soda, coffee, tea, just water for me. I would choose soda with whiskey. Excuse me, I burped. I'm not going to edit it out. I don't know. I like them all. Let me see. What goes really good? I guess I've had a soda more with a sandwich than anything. So, soda. Let's see what generation I'm from. It says, I'm Gen X. You're an underrated person with underrated taste. I'm rooting for you, my friend. Isn't Gen X before millennial? Because I know I'm a millennial. What is before? Yeah, baby boomers born 1946, 1964. Gen X born 1965, 1980. Millennials 1981, 1996. And then post millennials, which I guess is Gen Z, right? Born 1997 and present. So, yeah. So, I'm between the ages of 38 and 53, based on BuzzFeed. Which is not, I'm a millennial. I'll be 30 in a couple months, but I've always hung out with older people. When I was younger, I was around my grandparents a lot, blah, blah, blah. And that's probably why a lot of my thoughts and emotions and feelings are the way they are now. So I can see that. Okay, BuzzFeed. Okay. Wait. Did it say the six different types of sandwich? Because 666. You know, I'm going, you know, BuzzFeed may be the devil like the TikTok is. The TikTok. Oh, I am definitely 53. I just called it the TikTok. So yeah, that was this episode. bouts of depression. Still got to do that thing for Nickelodeon and BuzzFeed quizzes. Tune in next week to see if I killed myself or not.